Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I would like to recall you that the submission of official documents to the March session of WP29 will be in December, not in November. But during the November session, there will be the presentation of the highlights by the chair. During these highlights, it will be highlighted. Sorry for the playing with the words concerning this issue. And in that domain, any information that could come from the WP15, of course, would be welcome. This on the basis of member states' information that can be provided to that audience. In any case, if these values that were that would be decided by WP15 in occasion of the November session of WP29, WP29 could revert to all the representative or contracting parties to the 1958 agreement to verify if these values are acceptable for endorse the document that will be submitted at the March session. In the case that there will be a reaction along the way from November to March that this is not acceptable, most likely this document will be postponed to the June session because no agreement will be reached. But in case there will not be any opposition along the way by the contracting parties, we may adopt the document in March session without the square brackets. Otherwise, we can, put a square brackets in the square brackets on the part concerning against the direction of travel. So, in order to save at least a part of this proposal and make understand to WP29 that is a technical matter, okay, but it's also a matter of language to be fully understood by all to perform the test in the same way and provide a plain leveling field for testing to all technical services. That's are my best thoughts in this moment. Thank you.